This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
This week's export sales were neutral on the marketplace, but the sales were actually still very good for this time of year in the corn and wheat markets. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest export numbers from the USDA.
Well, it was neutral, but that's going to be a little bit misleading because the sales actually were very good. Corn sales came in at 1.4 million tons, wheat sales 1.5 million tons, bean sales just about 1.1 million tons. So very good sales. This would be average for the beans, but best sales for this particular week in 7 years for corn, and best sales for this particular week in wheat by 32 years. So a very long time record broken here on this particular week's sales for wheat.
McBride said the pattern of consistent flash sales has continued as well.
We did have some flash sales this morning. We've had flash sales that have been very very frequent here, but this was one that we haven't seen in a while. This is a 400,000 ton sale of soybeans to unknown destinations. Those flash sales that we've seen here recently have been on the smaller side. We're talking 2 to 3 cargoes, 100 to say 150,000 tons. So nothing that's major, just enough to keep us limping along, but they've started to add up, so that looks good for us.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. Find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.